USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. At least 9 people are dead and more are injured after tornadoes ripped through Alabama and Georgia. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey praising the people of her state as they dealt with such devastation.
It's just typical of the values that we Alabamians have.
The National Weather Service said some of the worst damage is in Selma. It will take several days to complete damage assessments. Wet weather returns in the west with more rain forecast to drench California's Central Valley and northern mountains, while the Sierra Nevada range sees heavy snow through parts of the weekend and early next week.
Not a huge break in the snow, maybe during the day, Sunday, but expecting a lot of impacts across the passes this weekend.
National Weather Service meteorologist Courtney Carpenter says with the ongoing rain, the potential for renewed flooding of urban areas, roadways, creeks, and streams remains high through Saturday. The White House is saying they will not be part of any negotiations over the debt ceiling. During a press briefing Friday afternoon, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said that in the past, there has been bipartisan cooperation in Congress on raising the debt ceiling.
This should be done without conditions. In the past, we've seen both Republicans and Democrats come together to deal with this issue. It is one of the basic items that Congress has to deal with.
The Department of Justice taking action on devices that essentially convert pistols into short-barreled rifles. The agency finalized a rule mandating pistols equipped with stabilizing braces must comply with more stringent rules regulating short-barreled rifles. Attorney General Merrick Garland said the new rule will ensure individuals cannot evade important public safety protections. Short-barreled rifles are subject to greater legal requirements than other guns as they carry the capability of long guns but are easier to conceal. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the 6-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Mayor Eric Adams is leaving New York City and heading south for the weekend. Adams Press Secretary Fabian Levy took to Twitter saying that he'll make multiple stops at and near the U.S. southern border as the city continues facing an unprecedented influx of asylum seekers. The mayor will then speak from El Paso on Sunday before talking about his trip next week in the Big Apple. Former President Trump's request to dismiss a defamation lawsuit has been rejected by a federal judge.
The lawsuit was filed by writer E. Jean Carroll and accuses Trump of defamation for denying raping her in the 1990s. The judge said Trump's argument for dismissal was without merit. Trump's argument that Carroll's sexual assault claim under the New York's Adult Survivors Act should also be dismissed was rejected as well. Carroll has accused Trump of raping her in a department store in either 1995 or 1996, which Trump has denied at least twice. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
Also Friday, a federal judge rejecting former President Trump's motion to dismiss a civil sexual assault lawsuit against him. New details about the tragic death of Lisa Marie Presley are coming to light. Lisa Marie, who was the only child of Elvis Presley, died Thursday after suffering sudden cardiac arrest in her California home. TMZ reports Presley was already brain dead when she was admitted to the hospital Thursday afternoon and was put into an induced coma shortly after. Sources now say due to her condition, her family had already signed a DNR and ordered doctors not to resuscitate her. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Streaming on Peacock.
Fellas, I'm getting married.
From the creator of The Best Man and The Best Man Holiday.
Come with us to Quinn's wedding. Guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
And executive producer of Insecure.
They want to make unfinished business into a movie.
That book caused a lot of drama. Get your popcorn ready.
Bring me a higher
love. Just like old times, only better.
The Best Man, The Final Chapters. A new limited series. Streaming now, only on Peacock.
Bring me a higher love. Let's get lit!